Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Today's Dave and Fionnuala were live from the Abbey Hotel on the Diamond in Donegal Town. It is the Friday before the All-Ireland Football Final. A lot of people have come to see us. We're not used to being witnessed as a radio show, more listened to, but you're very, very welcome.
We are delighted that you've come out to say hello. They're staying quiet so far. We might get you a bit louder before the end of the show when we ask you that all-important question of who is going to win on Sunday? Good stuff. But we've been out and about this morning. Of course, we got the warmest welcomes to the Abbey Hotel and the lovely Ava making sure we were all set up from the word go when we landed yesterday evening. We got out and about today, though, met a few characters.
This county has gone mentally insane. And I say that in the best possible way ever. You cannot mistake where you are in the country. As soon as you enter that sliver of Leitrim and into Donegal at Bundoran, all the way up, it is flags, it is bunting, it is everything in between. But it's hard to get a jersey, as we found out.
Absolutely is. So we were chatting to Gareth in All Sports, and of course the question is, any tickets? But he said it's not only the scramble for tickets, it is a scramble for jerseys.
Scramble is just, everybody wants to be wearing green and gold for the weekend that's in it. Unfortunately, we just haven't been able to get as many jerseys as we actually require for the demand. So we have a box coming. There'll be a queue starting to develop soon, and hopefully we'll be able to give some jerseys out to some people anyway.
Talk to us about the plan of action for Sunday itself.
Sunday itself, I'll be leaving Donegal Town about 6:30 in the morning, get to Dublin, get the car dropped off at the hotel, get the Lewis into the city centre and start soaking up the atmosphere and enjoy what's ahead of us, hopefully.
And the final question, the all-important one, who's going to do it?
Donegal between 2 and 4 points.
Plans and predictions. Gareth Gurumila.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
Gareth of All Sports, there is going to be a queue for that box of jerseys. There is also a queue for a bus that has been freshly painted and brought out of Castlebar this week.
So we were lucky enough to get a spin on the very aptly named Jim Mobile. And Martin and Adam, well, they've done a big job on it.
Here's the boys.
Martin.
And?
Adam.
Martin and Adam. You're excited about Sunday, I'd say?
Ah, well, aye, there are wee buzz about it already.
What have ye set up for us here in the Diamond in Donegal Town?
Ah, we display the affection for the team, I would say, probably.
For the people who can't see it, though, although they might be able to hear it, what have you actually done?
Ah, we painted a wee transit minibus, so we did.
Can we go for a spin?
Ah, no bother. 100%.
At all. Right, let's get in the back of this, yoke. Come on. Right, gentlemen, what is the setup here?
It's a bus flick.
We've speakers installed, we've got a microphone. You're in charge of that, Adam.
Up Donegal! Donegal for some!
So just to make clear, we are in the Diamond in Donegal Town, we're doing laps, and we are giving it to every American tourist and local that's going.
That's right. Get the buzz going.
Let's go. Beep, beep.
Adam, who actually took on the job of painting the minibus?
Martin here, he done everything himself, so he did. He went and bought the bus and he painted her and he spent a pile of money, so we're getting they're on out there now to get the thing going.
So tell us this, will this yoke be full going to Dublin on Sunday?
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt.
Jimmy's bringing Sam back to Donegal again. Up Donegal! I don't know
Jimmy's doing a match.
If there's going to be any seats left on that bus, but it will be leaving Fintown 7 a.m. Sunday morning.
The lads are ready, the PA system is set up, the soundtrack is ready to go for Sunday. How many times do you reckon Jimmy's Win a Matches will be played between Fintown and Jones's Road?
I couldn't even calculate because it got played around 10 times around the Diamond in Donegal Town. And also, so many people from this country, they are, and county, are just willing this team on, including so many of the people at the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation. And just listen to this and the well wishes.
Jimmy's winning matches. Jimmy's winning matches. Up Donegal.
Good luck Donegal.
The best of luck to Donegal in our upcoming game against Kerry this weekend.
We are glad to be at the Diamond watching you fight your hardest to bring Sam home.
We are excited to see you beat Kerry.
Pistol Foundation is behind you all the way.
Best of luck, Donegal, from everyone at the Bluestack Foundation.
If well wishes and prayers could win Donegal and All-Ireland, they'd have it won 10 times over on Sunday.
Absolutely sewn up. We have plenty more people to meet who are hoping and willing the boys on to do them proud on Sunday. That'll come a little bit later on. But we will bring you some business as usual as the show continues today as well. How about a little posh pop in a few minutes' time?
It is Dave and Fionnuala. We are getting the crack before Croker and we're soaking up the atmosphere and we're bandwagoners and we're all things to all men and women.
We've been telling you how the town and county is decked out in bunting and flags and bits of machinery done up and it's all looking excellent. But what we haven't done yet is met any of the super fans, the people who are truly dedicated to supporting Donegal football. But we've landed just two of them here before us. Who do we have?
John Warren from Kelly Beggs, living in Donegal town here, 25 years.
Stunning. And who do we have beside you?
Shannon Freel. I'm from Castlefin.
Excellent. So, John, first of all, can you sum up what it means to be a Donegal supporter?
Well, it's just unbelievable at the minute now, to be honest. And what a manager Jim McGuinness is. He's an absolute genius. You know, we went down there 2 years ago and we got beat out the gate. And this man has come back again. Like, and he's just changed. You know, he's just changed the whole thing again. And it's just unreal to be back in an All-Ireland final after 2 years when Jim comes back. Like, and he done the same thing when he came in 2011. We played up in Armagh in 2010 and we got beat by 16 points up in Armagh. And Jesus, we came back in the car that day and they were just saying, you know, we're never, you know, when are we going to be back in another Ulster final? Or when, Jesus, this is crazy stuff. And Jim came back, like he went down then in 2011. I met him, you know, over in Balbofeno and over and shook his hand and I says, Jim, Jesus, I just,
thanks
what's
for
the
coming
story
back
here? You know, what's the story here? Like, you know, what do you see? What do you, he says, John T, he says, stay with us. He says, don't be going anywhere. He says, there's good footballers there.
Well, you're not going anywhere, certainly, except to Croke Park on Sunday and shout them on. Shannon, you are stone mad for Donegal as well, I believe.
Yeah, I would be. In the last couple of weeks, anyway, I've been described as that. I actually broke my foot at the quarterfinal there up in Croke Park. Michael Langan came through with the goal, and as I'm sure everyone knew, we weren't looking too bright at halftime, but we were sitting in the Davenant, and Michael was coming through and we all jumped up for the goal. In the process of jumping up, I managed to break my foot in two places, but I sat on till the end of the match and then I got wheeled out of Croke Park. But I made it back for the semi-final, crutches and boot and everything, so I'm ready to go now for Sunday. Yeah, no, same as John, we've followed Donegal for years. Daddy and Mammy have taken us to many matches all across the country. Our summers, our holidays were planned around Donegal matches. There's four of us in the family and like that, we were at every one, whether it was a cold night in February or a warm summer's day, anywhere we were at it. So nah, definitely it's a great atmosphere, it's a great thing to be in, it's great to see now everyone just enjoying the crack now and the build up to it.
This is the old age question and we might talk about it now and then move on from it. Are you going to do it on Sunday, John?
Yes, I definitely think that we're going to do it on Sunday. And I think we're going to do it by, well, you know, 1 point will do me, but I think, you know, I dreamt the sight that we're going to win by 4 or 5, so I'll definitely take that. I'll be very happy with that.
John T, you'll think I'm messing here. I had a dream last night too that Donegal won comfortably.
Well, fair play to you. You're my man.
Whatever drugs we're taking the same ones, John T.
We do have to see what the commitment is like to Donegal. We have an idea already of some of the references John T was making that maybe he has a good knowledge of Donegal GA. What do you say we put these two to the test to see who is the top Donegal GA fan?
Also, we do have a prize for you because Hannah Hatts were very, very kind to send us in one of the Donegal flat caps for the All-Ireland. So we would like to gift the winner of this quiz the hat. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Okay, you know what? Let's play a song, get our ducks in a row, because this is very official now. And these two people, you know, we don't want them falling out in the Abbey Hotel here, two Donegal supporters. So let's play some music. They're shaking hands and we'll get ready for the Donegal Know-It-All quiz next.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm short. Now I'm positive. I should go and warn her.
Gracie Abrams, that's so true. It is Dave and Fionnuala live from the Abbey Hotel, Donegal Town. We're getting the crack before Croker. And here is where the crack really begins, when you put two massive Donegal fans facing each other, put a Hannah hat on the table and say, hey, you can have this beautiful Donegal All-Ireland Football Final 2025 flat cap to wear into Crow Park with pride. It's just made things a little bit spicier between these two.
We love to see a bit of competition, and we do love a quiz on this show. So just the ground rules is very simple. We're going to do a best of five. So there are five questions waiting for you. And just in the interest of fairness, it's going to be your name as your buzzer. So don't shout out the answer. Shout out your name. We'll see who gets in there first. You get a chance to answer the question. If you don't get it right, the other person gets a chance to answer. Okay? Sound good?
We start simple enough, but it might get harder as time progresses. Here is your first question, as someone blasts out the horn in the Abbey outside in the Diamond.
Now, we got the first question out here in the Abbey Hotel. You mightn't have heard that because of unforeseen technical issues, but we can tell you that the first question, which was, in what year did Donegal win their first All-Ireland Senior Football Championship? Shannon was on the ball and off the mark very quickly, and question one goes to her.
Okay, so best of five, so three is the magic score to get. We go to the second question. Remember, your name is your buzzer. Who is the official doctor of the GAA team, Donegal?
John.
Go on, John.
Nowley.
Yeah.
Dr. McManus.
He's got it. He's back to 1-1. He's back to 1-1. Charlie McManus. Okay. We're going to keep with the hard questions here. The first Donegal player to win an All-Star. You can take a go at this, whoever's brave enough.
John.
John is in there.
Fionnuala Ward.
It's not. Shannon, do you want to take a pop to go 2-1 ahead? She looks to the audience for inspiration.
But no cheating here now, come on.
All she sees is cameras and adjudicators.
Martin McHugh.
Brian McAniff.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Wow, it's like a panto audience here. Wow, wow, wee, wow. Okay. Back to an easier question. One all. Who did Donegal beat in the 92 All-Ireland
John.
Final? John?
In the 1992 final, Donegal beat Dublin.
I don't think we need to tell you that's correct. You already know.
2-1 to John.
And here we go. This could clinch it, or we might be giving away two hats. Maybe you could maybe do a deal with each other. But which Donegal club has won the most county senior championships?
John.
John, for a 3-1 win.
St. Eunice.
And he's got it. He's got it. 3-1. There's only one. John T. Moran. Hey. We haven't worked out the rest of the song. We'll work it out.
Shannon, you're a worthy competitor. John was just in there very quick with his answers. Congratulations, John T. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Woo! And of course, we have our Hannah Hatt to present
Hannah
to
Hatt
John T.
Would like you to take off your baseball cap and put on an All-Ireland Final 2025 flat cap Donegal Special Edition. Woo!
For Sam.
Johnny Gold for Sam. It's Dave and Fionnuala live from the Abbey Hotel. More after this. This is Dave and Fionnuala live from the Abbey Hotel, Donegal Town. And you can't come to the Abbey or Donegal Town unless you speak a bit about jiving. And we have two, All-Ireland champions already here. Connor, you're very welcome. Oh, wait, you know what? Maybe if I put on your microphone, we could actually hear you. That'd be great. Hello.
Hello. Thanks, Dave.
Niamh, how's things?
Good.
So, are ye All-Ireland champion jivers?
We are, yep. So they say.
Who's they? I'm sure it was adjudicated. Jiving in Donegal. How do you explain it to somebody who knows nothing about it?
Well, for anybody that involved in the Irish country music scene knows that Donegal Town and the Abbey Hotel is the capital of the country music weekends and dancing weekends and jiving. Myself and Eve's been dancing for years up and down the country and stuff. So we went to enter the competition in April of this year in Ballinasloe in County Galway for the All-Irelands, and we ended up taking the title back to the hills.
So what does it entail? Like, we talk about Gaelic football and you go through the league and the championship and the quarterfinal, semi-final, All-Ireland final. But what's the path to an All-Ireland for a jiver, Niamh?
There was two nights of the competition, the Saturday night it started. There was 54 couples, I think. And then they cut it down to 24, I think, for the semi-final. And then it was cut down to 7. And then they picked the top 3. So yeah, it was over 2 days.
And you're all jiving to the same song, or do you jive individually and pick your song?
Yeah, it's different songs, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the one for you? It's gone blank. You were just concentrating on the footwork.
My temper was second anyway for the final, yeah.
Oh, very good. And how much practice is it per week?
Zero.
Come on, lad. You're in training. Come on, you're strength and conditioning the whole lot.
Underselling yourselves here, something savage. I suppose people do call us all Ireland champions.
We actually don't practice. Like, we would meet at dances and dance, but we never actually sat down and practiced.
Well, I hope you weren't sitting down. It wouldn't be much good to hear your jiving, to be fair.
Where did you pick it up?
It was brought up from my family. You know, my family always is into country music and dancing, so I was brought up with it, and me was the same. And going to dances from a young age and just was bred into us, I think.
Are you a double threat, singer and dancer?
Yeah, I do a bit of singing as well, yeah.
Excellent. Class.
Conor O'Donnell and Niamh Doyle, we are honoured that ye have joined us as All-Ireland Jivers. Neither of us have the skills to be anywhere near ye, but I think at some point we might get a display from ye as the evening goes on.
Yes.
I'd say in the next couple of minutes, if that's all right. Could you do a bit of a display?
Yeah,
all right,
we'll
get music on the speakers. Say that
only
again.
Only if we get used to dance as well. But okay,
we will try, but we will be embarrassing for all involved. But then again, you can't come to the Abbey in Donegal Town and not get on your brown boots and do a bit of jiving.
That's it.
Thank you so much, guys. We still have so much to come. Lots of people. What time is the draw for the All-Ireland final tickets? It'll be after 5:30, right? You'll wait. Don't you worry. We also have the Bop Bop Bus. And we will finish off with Jimmy's Winner Matches. We have a wonderful singer who's going to be with us. So much more to come. It's Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio. It is the Friday before the All-Ireland football final between Donegal and Kerry. We have All-Ireland football final tickets to be won between now and 6 o'clock. It'll probably be closer to around 5:30, so you don't have long to wait. We do, though, have a thing called the Bop Bop Bus. Please, the timer. Thank you. This is the part of the show, the part of the week, where you get on a magical bus and we bring you from A to wherever you want to go. If you're on your own, perfect. If you've got a crew, no problem too. Just tell us where you are, where you want to go, and fill in the blanks. 087-1-102-107.
We can do a few early runs to Dublin, if you're feeling it, from Donegal, where we are right now. We might even pick up a few Kerry people, or would that cause unnecessary ructions 2 days before the match? Who knows? But wherever you are in the country this evening, and you want to get your weekend started, the Bop Bop Bus is the place to do it.
Here's a big long list of names that I met at Glenaid Fest last weekend. Julianne, Sarah, Aaron, Sean Galler, Keelan, Lily, Emma Jane, Jordan, Eden, Aidan, Bella, Sirla, Alara, Logan, Byron, Yusaka. Now, isn't that a big long name?
Fair play to you. Are they all in the bus?
Who said there's not enough people in Glenaid in County Leitrim? Come on, San. Let's go. Who's aboard? All right, now. Oh, no, no. Kill that. Kill that. Valerie, kill that off. Kill that off.
That we need to get on the bus and we need to get to that destination. We're not ready for it yet. We have to get the bus revved up and going.
Valerie, hold on that now. Stay steady with her, right? Now we're away. Oh, there's a few here on the bottles already. Let them go. Oh, my God. They're going to be banned off the bus immediately. Reckless behaviour here in the Abbey. It's gone to hell. I don't know how we're going to read all these messages, to be honest, Fionnuala. It's an absolute mess.
The banners are coming down. People are starting to cause ructions. What's going on? Will you calm down? It's all okay. You'll get on the bus.
Hello to Sarah O'Halloran, who wants on the Bop Bop Bus. Love from Lily and Harmony. Isn't that so cute?
Harmony is an absolutely gorgeous name, as is Lily. You're both very welcome on the bus. Can we get a seat on the bus for Cian and Mia and Clara, who would like to get on? They're actually in Mayo today.
Excellent. There's a few people still looking for All-Ireland. What is going on? Well, now, who's playing what? I'm playing the bus. Will we just call this bus off?
No, can we call the bus off?
Can we just call the bus off?
Do we? Is this the first time we would, though?
Oh, we'll keep at her. Who wants a lift? Jason O'Neill needs a seat on the bus from Kildare. We also need to give a seat to Niamh, sitting in the car park in Donegal Town. I want to get on the bus. Well, geez, you could have at least come over to the Abbey. We could have picked you up in person. It would have been 100%. We also need to pick up Rena, Orla, Rogan and Phelan. Who needs a seat on the bus? They're going to dinner tonight. Where are you going? Can we come with you?
We have Craig, Mush, Aaron Hughes, Emmett Brady and the Fasa Fasa to get on the bus. We also need to find room for Connie as well. And can we get Rasha and Cora in Donegal on the bus too?
Cannon family heading from Donegal to Westmead to stay with our Kerry nanny. Oh, we have baby Sean Ganley's christening Saturday and Croker on Sunday. Up Donegal. I say that's an absolute excellent idea. And Sarah and Cian Holden, Inver, they're in the Abbey and they want a seat. Somebody get a conga line going here in the Abbey. Come on. Get her going.
The Bop Bop Bus is coming and everybody's coming from Donegal to Kerry and maybe even Derry. There's no place that we won't go because this is the best show. So if you want a bus seat, we'll be there in a heartbeat. The Bop Bop Bus is coming and everybody's coming from Donegal to Kerry and maybe even Derry. There's no place that we won't go because this is the best show. So if you want a bus seat, we'll be there in a heartbeat.
Honk, 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 honk. I don't know if we had any best dressed category today, but Cian is looking so smart in his blazer today.
Oh, Cian.
Isn't he looking so smart in his blazer?
Annie up front on the bus. I think we have to find special seats as well for Sharon and Marie, who are on the Bop Bop Bus. They're ready to go.
The Bop Bop Bus isn't the only thing they're on tonight. Hey, yeah. That says Donegal Town.
Bop, bop, bop. bus is coming, and everybody's coming, from Donegal to Kerry, and maybe even Derry. There's no place that we won't go, because this is the best show. So if you want a bussy, we'll be there in a heartbeat. The bus is coming, and everybody's coming, from Donegal to Kerry, and maybe even Derry. There's no place that we won't go, because this is the best show. So if you want a bussy, we'll be there in a heartbeat. The bus is coming.
Thank you so much for riding aboard the Bop Bop Bus, everybody. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause. And to think we nearly abandoned it.
It got off to a rocky start, which, look, you have to expect that when you're going from a different location than back at base. But like, once it got on the road, it was a smooth sailing as usual.
Thank you to everybody who is with us today, who is listening to the show right now. And as per tradition of a Friday on Dave and Fionnuala, Bop Bop Baby, please. Tradition of a Friday, Westlife's Bop Bop Baby. It is Dave and Fionnuala. Here's the story. We're going to play a song, then we're going to give the final croaker code clue in case you've missed it today, and then that all important phone call. These tickets to go to the All Ireland on Sunday, I'd say, are going to be won in the next 15 minutes.
This is the moment that you've been waiting for, we've been waiting for, and we want these to go to someone truly deserving of being there on Sunday.
Remember, you don't have to be in the Abbey to win this, you just have to pick up the phone. Who here has already entered to win the tickets? Okay, if somebody does win it here, then just know it's all legal, it's all clear. There is about 200 adjudicators staring in.
We are not messing around, we're going to do this properly and we'll do it very soon, but of course, after and in a few minutes time, we will just give you that final clue so that you can add them all up to the clues you heard Wednesday and on Thursday, and that will get you to crack the croaker code.
My Radio's croaker code with Dave Fionnuala.
I am so nervous about making this call.
I mean, I'm obviously not in the running to win these tickets, and I don't think my nerves could be any higher if I actually were. So you joined us on Thursday to get question or clue number one for the croaker code.
Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
Wednesday,
I'm
Thursday,
already messing it
Friday.
Up, Dave.
You
Three
know what?
Days.
People can't enter it now. So
that's true.
So we can tell them what it's all about. Wednesday, we asked you Michael Murphy's jersey number. Thursday, we asked you to put Jim McGuinness's age with that. And today, we asked you what?
The number of GAA clubs in Donegal. Get out the calculator, add all those numbers up, and that will be the croaker code. Do we have a number to call?
We do. And we have backups as well. I really hope we're not going to need them. We need the croaker code, and we need, first of all, somebody to answer that call. Dramatic music, please. Who's looking at their phone here in the Abbey? Wow. I'm about to hit dial. Very best of luck to everyone listening. We are playing for two All-Ireland football final tickets.
Is it ringing?
It is ringing. We hear sighs and groans of disappointment, do we?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Megan Dunn.
Megan, do you know who this is?
Is this iRadio.
It is Dave and Fionnuala wanting to give you two All-Ireland football final tickets.
Oh my God,
okay, no, hold yourself. Hold. We need a code from you. Back to the dramatic music, please.
I think we should find out a bit about Megan first, though.
Yes, Megan.
Megan, how big of a Donegal football fan are you?
Oh, very big.
Come on now, give us more than that. We can't believe you just on that alone.
We've been to a few games by this year, and we're just absolutely desperate to get to the final.
Well, why do you want to go to the All-Ireland so badly?
For the atmosphere. For the atmosphere alone. Unbelievable.
What would you do to Jim McGuinness if he won?
Oh, give him a big kiss.
Okay, we're locked back in. Here's what we need from you. We need the Croker code. What do you think it is, first of all?
The Croker code is 106.
Okay, let's do the mathematics on that. Michael Murphy's jersey number.
What is it, Megan?
Yeah, Michael Murphy's jersey number is 14.
And then what is Jim McGuinness's age?
Hold on, I wrote it in my notes.
She got the notepad out.
I got the notepad out. She's taken.
She's frantically ruffling through the pages to see where it is. We have help from the crowd.
It's 52,
here.
Megan.
Yeah.
And then the number of GEA clubs in Donegal.
40.
And that all adds up to
106.
I'll tell you what it adds up to. It adds up to you going to the All-Ireland final. You've won the tickets!
Oh, Megan, how does it feel to know you're going to be there on Sunday seeing the lads play?
Oh my God, unbelievable. I'm
ecstatic. Megan, remind us, what part of the country are you in?
So I'm from St. Johnston.
Oh, we will get paramedics to you immediately because we can feel the hyperventilation. Megan, enjoy the All-Ireland football final. Good luck.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Megan, we will have someone in contact. I'm hanging up on her. She needs to process this news.
I'm so glad she had the notebook, even if she was a bit panicky about it. But she listened to all three clues. She added them up and she got the Croker code. And it is Megan who will get our two tickets for Donegal against Kerry on Sunday.
And people are happy for her.
Fair play to you. You're not sore losers at all. Well done.
You are far bigger people than I am, because I would be cursing Megan out of it. Congratulations to her. Thank you for listening to us and the game and the Croker code this week. We're so glad. Because imagine if it went to a Kerry person, Fionnuala.
I had nightmares about that. It would not have gone well for us at all. We mightn't have been leaving Donegal town safely.
I think there is only one proper and fitting way to finish this show, is with some live music and Jimmy's winner matches.
Let's make it happen.
Let's do it. Next. We think one of the most fitting things to do at the end of this show, ahead of the All-Ireland football final on Sunday, is have a bit of music from a Donegal woman. Introduce yourself to the people, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kelsey McAteer, and I am from Rathmullen.
Up Rathmullen.
Up Rathmullen.
Kelsey, thank you so much for being here. It's a long enough spin to come from Rathmullen too.
It was well worth the journey, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you have an adoring audience here. What is the dream? Are you long singing?
I've been singing since I've been about 9 or 10 years old, but only this year I've took the step to do a bit of live gigging myself.
And were you pushed into it, or were you a willing participant? Because you've got support crew around you.
I have, of course. No, well, my friends did do a bit of pushing, but I finally always wanted to, but it was just about taking that final step, and thank God I did.
Yes. So where would we find you? Social media, gigging,
yeah,
all that?
TikTok, Instagram. My name is music_KelseyMcAteer. I'm gigging about the place. I'm in the Plough and Harrow tonight. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Very cool. And next weekend, I am playing live at Rathmullen Festival.
Excellent. Do we need to say any more, Fionnuala?
I think we just need to get it set up for the Donegal song, the one that is going to be heard so much across this weekend. It's already been heard a fair bit today, but this is the version you haven't heard, and it is worth hearing.
Excellent. I'm going to tell everybody that we're about to get underway. Do we want to hear Jimmy's winning matches? I think we could do it more enthusiasm. Do we want to hear Jimmy's winning matches? Kelsey, in your own time, you do you.
He comes from Gundy's mind, he's winning plenty mind. He
I don't know, is it the tiredness or lack of coffee, but I was getting emotional to your version. There's something so sweet and sincere about it.
Thank you.
Well done. I wish continued success to you, Kelsey.
Thanks.
Tell
so
everyone
much.
Where you can be got again.
Music_KelseyMcAteer at Instagram and TikTok.
Watch out for this woman and watch out for the Donegal team on Sunday. Thank you so much,
Thanks
Kelsey.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
We're just signing autographs here. This is very unusual experience for us signing autographs, but we're very appreciative that this
Thank
is happening.
Thank you very much. We're signing live on air. Do you know how to spell your own name while we're talking? Because I'm not sure I do.
Thank you so much, good sir. Best dressed man. By the way, it's David Fanula. It is iRadio. We have been in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town today and we have had an amazing time. It is so difficult, but we did try to convey emotion and a feeling and a dream that this county has, that Sam Maguire will be back here on Monday in the county, that Jim McGuinness and Paddy McBrearty and McHugh and Murphy and all the boys can deliver. This county is already superbly proud of them no matter what happens on Sunday. And that has to be said. But they are longing and wanting another All-Ireland.
They want to be back here in Donegal Town on Monday night for a celebratory homecoming. I think maybe some preparations might already be being made. But honestly, yeah, the passion that we've seen as soon as we set foot into the county last night and all across today has been unbelievable. To everyone who's been out with the flags and the bunting and doing up random bits of machinery, there was a fine-looking truck that we passed earlier on. There's been tractors, there's been vans, Sam Mobiles, Jim Mobiles, they've all been there, and we've been lucky enough, as we said from the start, just to hop on the bandwagon for it.
Ava from the Abbey Hotel, when we reached out to her with this really silly idea, and it's a lot to ask because you think, it's only set up a table in the corner, but you have to go through so much to bring us in here, this radio show. So we thank her so much for all the dedication she's put on. Ava, you've done wonders. Everybody here at this hotel, the Abbey Hotel, have been utterly kind, couldn't do enough for us. If we could only fix All-Ireland tickets for all of them, we would,
we
but we couldn't.
We absolutely would. Thank you to Lucy, Kira, Leah and Shane, keeping the whole show yes. on the road as well and doing things behind the scenes. Valerie and Paul back at base, who got us connected and set up. And of course, a very special guest today, John T. Murn and Shannon, who went head-to-head in our Donegal Know-It-All quiz with Conor O'Donnell and Niamh Doyle, the All-Ireland Jiving Champions for 2025. And of course, we just heard from Kelsey McAteer, who gave us that brilliant version of Jimmy's winning matches. And we chatted to some brilliant fans along the way as well. So thank you for whatever part you played. Thank you to everyone who showed up at the Abbey Hotel in Donegal here today. We certainly didn't expect it, but you've made this show very, very special.
And the final boys I'll mention, because they're waiting for a shout out. Axel, Leon and Oisin, the three bravest boys in the Abbey Hotel. Go on, the boys. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be back. I won't be back on Monday. I'm going to Croke Park on Sunday.
I'll be here and we'll recap on the whole thing.
Thank you for everything and take a Savage Hand Day. Hey!
Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.